FM 104.9, KLMJ.
Hi, this is Janae Eisentrigger with First Bank Hampton. Did you know your credit score matters? It impacts loans, credit cards, and even your future plans. At First Bank Hampton, we're here to help you understand, improve, and protect your score, which is why we offer Credit Sense. With Credit Sense, you'll receive free credit score monitoring and tips to boost your score. Take control of your credit and future today. Start using Credit Sense through First Bank Hampton's digital banking platform. Member FDIC.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
And a good afternoon and welcome to today's Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. On today's program, Radio on the Go senior news reporter Brian Fancher had a chance to talk with the new CEO of Suka Manufacturing Company, Tom Mangan, as Tom talks about his new role at Suka.
Tell folks about yourself, your background, where you're originally from, and how did you get from point A to here today?
Sure. Yep. So I grew up in Northwest Iowa in Cherokee, about the same latitude as here, but just a little further west. So grew up there, went to Iowa State University, where I got an accounting degree and then a master's in accounting. Went to work in public accounting as a CPA for about a little over 8 years. Had a great opportunity to work with in kind of a middle market office for a large firm, so Deloitte and Touche, but a middle market office that had an opportunity to serve a number of family-owned companies from that position, and then ultimately went to work for one of them, a client of mine, out in Nebraska, a manufacturer of brick and tile out there, and worked for a great family out there, was their controller for about 3 years, then had an opportunity to come back to Central Iowa and worked for another former client and great family-owned company that most would know in Fairway. I was Fairway's Director of Accounting Controller for 3 years before getting the opportunity to come up here and work for a third family-owned company. You're sensing a trend here. I do love family business. It's unlike anything else, and it's a real differentiator, particularly, you know, amongst our competitors here at Suka. So.
Okay, so take us through what has happened in recent times. A lot of changes coming afoot, and you're, of course, in a kind of a historic point because you're going to be the first non-Suka that's going to be in this role. But besides that, how did it come about?
Yeah, so as I came here in April of 2020, interesting time to make a career move, no doubt, but I became the first non-family executive at that point in time, becoming the chief financial officer. And fast forward 5 years and was able to get this opportunity, which is something I'm really excited about. What we've always said is, you know, we're family owned and we're family operated. We've got three family members on the board. We've got another two in the executive team, a couple in high management positions, all the way down to even a couple in the production space. And so we continue to be family owned and operated, and very excited for the role.
So how is this going to play out now? You're going to be kind of working in tandem with Steve, or how's that going to work?
Yes, yep, that's the first order of business, is to dig in and really work alongside Steve, learn from Steve here over the next several months as we make this transition. You know, really two key areas that just by the nature of my former position wasn't really able to spend as much time in the production facility and with our dealers. And so those are going to be two key priorities of mine as I work with Steve. Those happen to be two passions of Steve. So, I hope he's going to have a lot to share there, and looking forward to it.
Let's talk about the state of the company right now. I'm not going to get into all the other stuff, but we all know about tariffs and things are being talked about these days. Bring folks up to speed. How have things been going up to this point?
Yeah, things have been going really well. We had a great opportunity to spend time with several large groups of our employees here over the past week. It's kind of a natural touch point with employees, which was great. It was our annual safety meetings, and so we got a chance to get in front of all 800 plus of our employees and talk a lot about those things, safety being paramount to the discussion, but talked about the transition and talked about you know, what we've done here over the past few years and kind of what this year looks like. I shared, you know, some gratitude for Steve before kind of talking about the future. You know, really thanks Steve for his leadership and his guidance over these, well, for a long time, obviously for lots of people, but certainly for myself, for our executive team over the past 5 years. Which have really been five of the best years this company's ever seen by almost any measure. And to do that during a time of, you know, great change in the industry and in the world. You know, we talked about when I joined and COVID and everything that's happened since then, to have, you know, five of the best years that we've had during that time has been really remarkable. So really, really thanks, Steve. And yeah, going forward, I mean, priorities change sometimes on a day-to-day basis, depending on what's going on in the world. We've had a lot of conversation about tariffs. That does have some impact on us because we've got some great customers and dealers in Canada. Also, we've got a European subsidiary that we get product out to, and then Mexico and Central America is also a big market for us. So a lot of tariff concerns and outgoing product, and then, you know, most of what we use in our product is made here in the U.S., all U.S. steel, but there are a couple of downstream impacts on the supply chain. But, you know, we've got really talented people in those areas who are really keeping their ear to the ground, and you know, I think we'll continue to stay up to speed and hopefully be able to weather some of those challenges.
Few more questions. Obviously, business has got to be doing pretty good, like you said, though, because you've got another building that you open up now. I know that that's a big boost to help you guys, but I mean, what comes down the road is there's been very much talk about maybe doing something different with the product lines, or is that pretty much staying in the same right now?
Yeah, so we've continued to grow in the face of some of these challenges. Like you said, we put up a new big building here in Sheffield. Over the past 5 years, we've grown to double the size of our Manly operation, into Clear Lake, into Hampton, as you know. We've acquired two companies in just in the past 15 months, I guess, in Ramco Innovations down in West Des Moines. And then also just within the past few weeks, a manufacturer of our bin stairs, Green, down in Illinois. And so we continue to look for opportunities to grow, and we'll continue to do that. And then you mentioned our product line. You know, Ramco was a strategic acquisition for us because we are growing into more of the innovation space. It's one of the things that, you know, as we look at kind of our strategic pillars, we want to invest in growth, we want to invest in innovation, and we want to continue to strengthen that foundation that Steve and others before him have kind of put in place for us. But yes, looking a little bit more into the ag tech space and the innovation space as we kind of continue to grow into more of a full service provider.
This company's always been involved in the communities in general, and you guys also help sponsor our tractor ride, and which will be coming up obviously later this year. How important is it to do something like that?
Yeah, very important. I know, as you know, speaking with Charles and Steve as we were kind of putting together some of the quotes for the press release that I'm sure you saw. I mean, it was very important for both of them to really mention that, you know, we're going to continue to invest not only in the growth of this company, but also in the community that supports it. And here in North Iowa, we've got some pretty good coverage. And so we're going to continue to do that. It's something that's very important to us and the legacy of the family and the company. Yeah, we're going to continue to invest, you know, not only in North Iowa, but the state of Iowa as we continue to grow.
Last thing, if there's a message you want to get out to everybody around here, not just obviously the people here at the company, but the residents, what do you want to tell them?
You know, I'd just say personally, I'm very excited for this role. The thing that I take comfort in, and, you know, I've kind of tried to communicate this to the group of employees that we've met with here over the past week or so, is, you know, change isn't easy, but, you know, this particular change, you know, we're going to emerge from it with a similar group of people. You know, a couple of people are going to be in different roles, and so, you know, day to day might have a little bit different look and feel. But at the end of the day, it's a real similar group of people that knows what it takes to make this company successful. And, you know, I think that's all you could ask for.
And again, our thanks to Tom Mangan for joining us on today's Radio on the Go Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the Next Gen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Hi, this is Krista Dent with First Bank Hampton, inviting you to join us on Friday, April 18th for our 11th annual Relay for Life bake sale with delicious homemade desserts, breads, pies, and more. All the proceeds will go to Franklin County Relay for Life and the fight against cancer. Come into our lobby in Hampton and Latimer between 8:30 and 3:30 to indulge in a tasty treat while giving back to our community.